No, thank you for kind of giving us a broad historic overview of how the rules of procedure developed, the implementation of the rules of procedure developed over time, and what the practice has been for years. But now we're dealing with a very specific questions. And I would invite the meeting, the high contracting parties taking part in the meeting, to consider this situation, following the suggestions made by the Russian delegation. The Russian Federation suggested first that the confirmation of the rules of procedure be conditioned on achieving certain common understanding, shared understanding, as to the implementation of one chapter of the rules of procedure. And second, has proposed a very detailed text concerning this interpretation or understanding. First of all, to facilitate our work on this issue, I would request the Russian delegation to provide the text which it has suggested that be conditioned for the confirmation of the rules of procedure, so that everyone can be aware of what exactly we're talking. And of course, before that, I would like to hear from other delegations whether the way forward proposed by the Russian Federation in order to have the rules of procedure confirmed is acceptable to everyone. So first, my question is back to you, Austria, because I didn't hear very clearly. Is the way forward proposed by the Russian Federation is something we can start working on? And then we will have to discuss the text which the Russian Federation, I suppose, will distribute to the meeting, or the very way forward, on the very way forward, you have a different view. I will ask also the subsequent speakers to clarify their position on this as well.